Hello, and welcome to Seven Stars, Seven Siblings, and One White Tree, a Tolkien podcast. And today, with the Wheeler siblings, we will be discussing our dream-ish recasting of Lord of the Rings, if we were to remake the movies right now, or maybe at some point in the past, depending on who is defending their choices.
Or a mix of both.
Yeah, probably a fair mix of both. We didn't really set rules, except it couldn't be anyone who was already in the movies. I broke that rule once.
No, in the Lord of the Rings movies. The Hobbit.
Oh, okay, the Hobbit turkey, then I didn't break the rule. We're good.
You said that you came out of the Hobbit movies. I thought it was anybody that wasn't in Tolkien movies. And I thought it was
technically, I think anybody, like, if you wanted to make Viggo Mortensen play another part, you probably could do that. I would allow it, but...
I'm going to disallow that one, because I feel like that...
I want to see Carl Urban in
I didn't do it, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I don't repeat, no, we can't repeat it, because I'm like, we already love those, it's time for something new. I say no.
No, Lord of the Rings. All right, well, the fact is, there may be some discrepancies on the time period of the actors who are being cast, and so on and so forth, but I think the only double casting we have are from the Hobbit movies, so apparently that's fair game.
I almost double casted the Hobbit movies, but I didn't.
Yeah, same.
But only one person. So we're going to start off, at the very beginning, the very obvious first choice, we're going to start off with Frodo.
All right, allow me to come out with the only choice for Frodo. It should have been the original choice, in my humble opinion. I don't care if he was too young, it's all good. He has a BAFTA. He won it as a child. This is Jamie. Thank you, Jamie Bell. In my opinion, one of the best actors currently working, and he looks the part. He's great. He has dramatic chops. He's also funny, and he's also short and adorable. And yes, I've seen him. If you ever seen him in Nicholas Nickleby, this is one of those where I'm like, yes, you could do that part where Frodo is very sad and down and Mordor, but also like adorable, and you just need to give him hugs.
He has a very good intensity, and like you can take him seriously.
Yes. He can do dramatic parts.
It's a very solid choice.
I knew that was going to be Nadia's choice. I also did not bother to cast Jamie Bell in any other role because I knew that was where he belonged. But I do have another option. This is going a younger route, not as young as Elijah Wood, but still a somewhat younger route. I am an enormous fan of Brenton Thwaites, and he is actually British, despite the fact that he's not in any of the roles I've ever seen him in. And he definitely also, like in The Giver, definitely has some very good serious and intense, but also, yeah, he's just, I don't need to defend him too much. Great actor. That's my choice for Frodo.
See, and then Liz and I have discussed this before, talking about, like, this is a back in the day. We were looking at some of the actors who were around the same, you know, time frame, about the same age as Elijah Wood. You know, has still that young thing, because I think that's what Peter Jackson was looking for. We really think it should 100% have been James McAvoy back in the day.
If McAvoy needs to be in it somewhere, that's my opinion.
That's my choice for Frodo.
I almost put him there.
Back in the day, yeah, to be honest, yes, Elijah Wood is my age, and so he would have been a bit young. You would have still had a BAFTA! All right, continue.
Yeah, I will say I always kind of wanted an older Frodo anyway, which is also...
Yeah.
Which kind of goes into the cast that I had for Frodo. You're very good right now. Is that the person I thought of, who I know is older than typical Frodo, would have been Eddie Redmayne.
Eddie Redmayne is fantastic.
Because I mostly know him from the Fantastic Beasts movie, but I have seen more movies, and I know he could play that depth, and also have a little humor to Frodo. He has a very cute look, which I would think of a Hobbit.
Yeah. I almost cast him somewhere as well. I also figured somebody else would have him somewhere. Very good actor.
I think, you know, okay, then continue, Noel.
Also good, but I still have faith in my choice as well. I'm going with leading man Ken carry the movie, Michael B. Jordan. He would carry this movie.
Yes.
That's hard to argue.
I would be very, very engrossed in a Lord of the Rings starring Michael B. Jordan. I would want to get back to the Frodo scenes, absolutely.
He could carry it literally and figuratively.
Yeah, he might have to tone down. He might have to be slightly muscular at this point.
Lose a bit of weight.
Yeah, I will say, like,
Yeah, he comes over the t-shirt. The I will change the ring tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of, yeah, okay, now Jamie Bell is capable of both, but really, he's also, he definitely still has that kind of more ethereal look.
And, here's the thing, yeah. For any of these, and for any of these buff actors, you can play it off as being Hobbit and being slightly round.
No, but no, Michael B. Jordan
for the skinny actors, however, they'd have to, like, wear patterns.
I believe in my voice commitment.
Oh, he'd be good.
To be fair, Breton Thwaites is also ripped now because he is in...
I think my actor would gain a little weight, so they'd start out slightly flabby like they were in the book, and then they'd
like... But can you get a Christian Bale it?
Starving Frodo? I don't know. I guess yeah. Bale it, but dang it, son.
But
I'm
also, that's not really healthy for actors.
We have like a dozen other people we need to talk about, too. So.
Oh, no.
We have
all
so
right,
many
people. That's the cast, guys.
next on our list, obviously, to go with our Frodo, we need a Sam. I'm gonna say I didn't even bother recasting this one. Whoever else did, go ahead.
And neither.
I did. I put Oscar Isaac down as Sam.
Yes.
Oh. Sold.
I think he would be good. I have him elsewhere on the list, I'm not gonna lie, because
he's I think he would be an amazing Sam too. Though. I think he could really bring it.
He has like also he kind of is this, like the general almost sidekicky type role. Noelle, what was your
I went with the everyman energy, but can also totally like anchor film. So I went John Boyega.
Coincidentally, that was also my choice.
Absolutely,
he'd be good as well.
Okay. Also, okay, I will give more for John Boyega. He also is one of those guys who's probably ripped, but he also has that I just want to hug him energy, okay?
Yeah.
I feel like that's 2D%. He seems almost cuddly sometimes, even though.
But are you telling me you don't also want to hug Oscar Isaac?
Well, of course I do.
I want to hug
people are ripped. Oh, you should have a group just coming to merge.
This is going to be a run.
I also want to kiss Oscar.
That's fine. Sam is the romantic lead, you know?
That's okay. True. No. I mean, all not right. That. Okay, continue.
Any other Sams? Any other last minute additions? All right, that one was nice and easy. Oh. We've got two solid choices. Next up on our list, I scrolled down. I have Pippin next. I arbitrarily went Pippin first. I need to scroll and remember. I have an out there choice for this. I tried to stick to mostly British or in some cases Australian actors. I don't think I only have one American actor on this list. And so my British actor that I chose is Greg Sulkin. And most of you won't know that name off the top of your head. You would know him from Wizards of Waverly Place, is where he originally appeared as the werewolf boyfriend. But he has since been in the Marvel series Runaways and various other movies. And I've crept on his movie career. And I think that again, you just want to hug him. And like, he kind of has that sense of humor, especially having been on, you know, like Disney shows and shows and stuff. So that's my vote for Pippin.
I actually went a completely different route and didn't even go to movie actor. And the actor I thought of for Pippin is an actor I've actually seen in a performance. So I was thinking of Chris McCarroll
from Chris the Percy Jackson.
Yeah, McCarroll.
Heck yeah.
From the Percy Jackson musical. Because he is
Let's also talk. If we're talking Broadway actors, Andrew Keenan Bolger should be a Hobbit.
Oh,
well, that's true.
Yeah, he could be a good Sam, too.
I feel like it'd be a great Sam. so I think, musical theater actors, I think, he also could do humor, I think, which is fun, Christopher.
Yeah,
definitely.
I didn't have any. I went back and forth between Marys and Pippin. So I put down Arthur Darvill, but I really have no strong feelings about him.
Aww. So great though, and he has depth too.
Yeah, he can be good.
Mm-hmm. He also has it sort of put upon and dragged into adventures type thing sometimes.
Yeah, mostly mostly as Rory from Doctor Who, Rory Williams.
I had this one. Okay, this one popped in my head very strongly. I chose Manny Jacinto from The Good Place, generally, is what he's known for. I watched that show.
He plays
this very dim, character that's hilarious and like just very sweet and funny, but also like just not the smartest bulb in the pack. And he's also a smaller dude. And I definitely could see him as like a kind of fun loving Pippin type hobbit. So that was one.
I looked him up and I'm in.
Yes. He has a fun look too. So yes, I like him. I think I liked him because he can do comedy. He definitely was in, but also it's the Good Place is more of a dramatic series as well too. So we can kind of handle both.
my pick came because I really loved the movie, The Personal History of David Copperfield. It was like my favorite, my second favorite movie. It's close from last year. And so I was going to go with Dev Patel because I really thought he did with that. He's an English actor too, and that's a bonus.
Was he the one yesterday?
Was he
leading yesterday?
I thought he was. I'm looking it up now. Why is he not like the first on the cast list?
Maybe somebody else. I'm thinking.
Yeah, I think it might be like a
look. I think that the last name is the same.
Yeah, the last name is the same. That's why.
But he recently came up because we watched the very questionable Avatar: The Last Airbender movie. And he, <doing that. laughs> he has really redeemed his acting career, though.
Yeah,
so that's like the best part of that movie, honestly. He tried.
Yeah, I'm not sure what streaming service is on, but that is a good movie, The Personal History of David Copperfield.
Yes, this is highly recommended. Have any other tippings? Are we ready to move on?
I think we're good.
If I could make a transition to Mary, that was my choice for Mary.
yeah.
For similar reasons, he has that adorable hobbity look. He also can do humor, and he's a bit more of a serious sort of actor, so that's why I chose him for Mary, because Mary has some of those darker moments in the book. So, yes, that was my choice, and I feel like he and Mary just had to be pretty funny together as a comedy team.
I put in Martin Freeman. I'm going to see him as a different hobbit.
That's
true. Yeah.
But again, nobody is strong.
Bold choice, picking a lead actor from the other movie.
That is bold.
I protest.
I do not protest. He's meant to be a hobbit.
Yeah. I rounded out my hobbit pass with Alfred Enoch, who's not as well known. He was one of the Sherlock episodes, but he definitely has a hobbit look.
But he's also in Harry Potter.
He's Dean from Harry Potter, yeah.
And was he in Harry Potter?
Dean Thomas.
He's slightly calmer, more responsible. The vibe, I think, would go better with Mary, so.
See, I threw out Eoin Macken from Merlin.
Yeah. Which, I did want to make him somewhere, but I didn't.
I know. He's much more fun-loving in Merlin, but I think he could do one of the more serious moments. Plus, I also admit I kind of just wanted his beautiful face somewhere.
My problem there is that his beautiful face might not be as suited for Hobbit.
That's true. Maybe more suited for Rohan can make it. Yeah, well.
Speaking of Merlin, my choice for Mary was Colin Morgan, a.k.a. Merlin himself.
I had him down as Pippin for a little bit,
somewhere.
But yeah.
He's on my list
somewhere.
He's good at both the serious and the funny. So I thought that was a solid choice there, and I just want to see him in more things.
Okay, can we go to another... did we finish that? Can we go to another character? Because I had Colin Morgan as someone else.
I did too.
How far ahead on our list are you jumping?
No, we won't. We'll wait. It'll be a surprise. All right.
This is what we're all... I was wondering.
That's called a tease, everybody.
Did you see how much crossover there is between our lists? I feel like
I knew that was going to be so perfect.
Yeah, we see a lot of the same movies.
Who's next?
All right. Next up on our list is Gandalf. I didn't bother.
Oh boy.
I have someone down. I mean, I think it could be an interesting
one. I do too.
You know, not Sir Ian McKellen, but I actually put down Jonathan Pryce, who you kind of know him as the dad from Pirates of the Caribbean, but I just watched him on The Two Popes, a movie on Netflix, and he's really amazing in that. So I think he could be a decent Gandalf. I mean, yeah, not Ian McKellen, but I think he could do an interesting job. So that's my choice.
Who was he in Pirates of the Caribbean?
He was Elizabeth Swann's dad.
Okay.
Oh, him. Yeah, no, he isn't. Yeah. Yeah, he's also kind
of... The Two Popes, he was amazing in that. That's why he came to mind.
Okay. Yeah, no, I've heard of him for sure. I think he also, he does humor too, which I think is important for Gandalf.
Yeah.
But that Gandalf was a rough choice. I'm it's hard to imagine someone else. But yeah.
I went for the low-hanging fruit and went Peter Capaldi because I thought that he would do...
I had him briefly on there, but yeah, he would be...
But also, I will say, in like 30 years, I think Matt Smith would make a great Gandalf.
Oh, my God. True. I had him on there in old age makeup, and then I was like, I suppose we can't do that. So,
come on. CGI.
I really wanted him. I wanted to CGI him into Gandalf because I know that he would do a good job. He, you know, obviously played the 11th Doctor great, and they called himself Space Gandalf. I feel like he would be such a good. Yeah, I know Quincy's thrown that out before as well. Well, a choice that I went with because I want to see him in more movies, and also he just has a very magnetic acting style. I went with Vincent D'Onofrio.
Yes.
Because. You might know him.
Fascinating and fantastic choice.
He also is not that old, but that's okay. I think we could
know him from.
Okay, so he plays Kingpin in the Daredevil TV series and is amazing. He definitely makes that series. Well, I mean, the other actors are great, but he's definitely great in that one. He played the antagonist in the first Jurassic World movie, and that did not show off his talent very well at all. A lot of people know him from Men in Black. But yeah, he definitely has a whole lot of depth that you don't always see. I know he's kind of a geek about a lot of these things because I watch him on Twitter. So I feel like he would have a lot of fun with it. And he's just one of those people that can bring me a lot out of a character. So I would be into that.
Yeah, my choice for Gandalf was actually... Yeah, it was our bold choice. My choice for Gandalf was actually Liam Neeson. Because partly because... Oh. I don't know, I was thinking of him
that as...
I know. He has an iconic role for, like, kind of like Qui-Gon, Aslan, and such. But I feel like he has humor. And I really just want to hear his voice because he has such a cool voice.
Oh. Right. Also, Vincent D'Onofrio does really fun voices. When I hear his real voice, it's really weird because he does a completely different voice in Daredevil. And I'm like, that's what you actually sound like? So.
Those are the best actors.
He transforms himself into character star. Yes. Okay, I don't want to take over your
head.
I think that's a good
choice. Joining the Zoom. Okay. So we're on Gandalf. All right.
So Gandalf is, Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, I think he could, I think he definitely has a depth for it.
I mean,
having watched, what's the superhero movie he's in?
Sorcerer's Apprentice?
No, the superhero
Ghost
one.
Oh, Ghost Rider.
Having watched Ghost Rider.
He's a superhero in every movie.
That's true.
I mean, yeah, and I don't know, like, I know that I definitely laugh at his performances a lot.
I think he could rival Sir Ian in his... His performance here. I know Quincy would agree, too.
So, yeah, for Quincy, you're just tuning in.
Nicolas Cage playing in this movie?
That our top choices for Gandalf is Nicolas
Cage. Gandalf, yep.
What?
He would just have to grow out his hair. Wouldn't need a wig or anything.
I would instantly turn off that movie. There's no way.
Logged into the Zoom and he's going to exit right back out.
If Nicolas Cage has to play somebody, he has to play like Gollum or
from a worm tongue.
I'm not agreeing to like Ugluck or like.
You go.
Yes, for those of you just joining us.
We forgot to warn the podcast listeners.
We decided beforehand that whenever Quincy came in, whoever we were talking about, be it Gandalf, Arwen, we would just say it was Nicolas Cage whenever Quincy came in.
I wish it was Arwen.
And I have to say, we did it like seamlessly, so even the podcast listeners didn't even get us having our conversation to make it happen.
That was really well done then, yeah.
Shall we move on?
Quincy, do you want to rapid fire who you have for Frodo, Sam, Pippin, Merry, and Gandalf?
Well, I'm going to. I'll let you guys go ahead with it because I wasn't sure exactly where I would pop into things. But you said Gandalf at the end. I don't know if you said it, but I really would love to see Jeremy Irons play it. I just love
I have him down another part, but yeah, that would be good too.
Jeremy Irons is great for all kinds of parts. I feel like he just usually ends up with like a side character or an evil character, and
a badly portrayed mentor character. Yeah. So he needs a good mentor character.
I know Liz was pushing to put Jeremy Irons in Gandalf as Gandalf, so she agrees.
I thought he was pretty good at it. Yeah, I thought he was pretty good in Aragorn. There, the movie itself, iffy.
They wasted him, but he was good.
Can I tell Quincy who's actually seen Daredevil?
No, we'll backtrack later.
Keep going.
Okay, fine.
Then I was just going to say my other thing that I just want to say, you guys can lead the discussion on this stuff, but I wanted to say that I don't know like how the community of little people in Hollywood would feel about it. But I just, the one thing that I think about is how great of an actor Peter Dinklage is.
Oh, yeah.
And I just wonder, you know, and the thing about Tolkien is that when he talks about dwarves or hobbits, like there, it's not a negative thing for them to be shorter. Like they're like heroes. They're not seen as, it's not a like pejorative term for them to be shorter. So I don't know how that community would feel about saying, hey, you know, we have this movie where people who are shorter are the heroes of the movie. Would you be interested in playing those roles? So anyway, if Peter Dinklage and some other great little people actors were interested, I just think that it would be cool for them to be able to have that kind of role.
Yeah, 100%.
I had the same thought.
Peter Dinklage is one of my favorite actors.
Oh, yeah.
Frodo, because all our Frodos were killing it, to be honest. Like, everyone had a great Frodo pick.
Yeah, I would totally, yeah. Any role, really, yes, I believe in his ability to pull off because he's amazing.
Yeah.
So,
speaking.
That's true. Also, with I'm sorry, you can go ahead after this. But I was just gonna say, and I was gonna say that too. Like, he would be great in any role, and obviously they pulled off John Rhys Davies as Gimli, so they can pull off anybody, any height, any role, I'm sure. But and I certainly want to say to all our podcast listeners, if somebody, an actor, is a little person, was like, hey, I don't want to play that kind of role, totally get it. But if they did want to play, I just feel like it would be awesome to have somebody show that, like, hey, you can be a small person and do heroic stuff and be an amazing character that everybody loves.
It would be a pretty cool opportunity.
It would be. All right. But speaking of amazing actors, the next character we have on our list is Aragorn, who was so hard to cast for me because Viggo's
perfect.
Viggo is perfect. Like, absolutely. Even outside of just playing Aragorn, he is perfect.
I mean, I really haven't had any... I think the cast was good and don't really have anyone specific for any role. But that absolutely, I don't have anyone else.
Yeah, so the one person I did think of Aragorn, and I will admit, it's because I've seen more movies and also watching parts of The Witcher, is Henry Cavill.
No, I almost put him on my list somewhere. I do love him, and I feel like he needs... for no particular reason, I feel like he might need to redeem himself from some past role that didn't go quite. But I think he's a fantastic actor.
He is such a good actor. I know he could do the rugged look, so I would really be interested in seeing
him. Follow him with him.
I could find no one, and then I had an inspirational bolt from the blue, and now I really like it. Santiago Cabrera.
Yes. He's another one who almost went on my list somewhere.
Yeah, I know him mostly from Merlin, but he has that energy, great at that leadership role, and I would love looking at him, so that, yeah.
That's awesome.
That is a good place for him. I did put someone down, but I didn't really bother. This is a good place for me to shout out. There's a YouTuber called Daniel Green who did a video on this, which is fantastic. He has great choices. I tried very hard not to just steal his choices for most of these, but his choice for Aragorn was James McAvoy, who's my favorite actor of all time, and I was like, I'll just borrow that. So I dropped James McAvoy in there. And I was like, he might not be better than Viggo, but at least I would enjoy watching him.
I see a theme here. Yeah, my Aragorn, I borrowed from The Hobbit. I borrowed Richard Armitage from there.
Yes.
He would be a good choice.
He would be great.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of people, he has come up before. I went with Oscar Isaac because I think that he can pull off that type of role. He looks good while doing it.
there's a trend.
I think, you know...
I currently want Aragorn to be eye candy, guys.
He might be a little bit more lighthearted than me. I'm like, okay, the only
Viggo
thing...
wasn't?
No, like, Viggo was great, and he was perfect, and I loved him, and I'm like, I think you could write Aragorn a little bit differently. Sometimes in the book, he's not quite as reluctant to become a king. He's more like... let's get this done so I can get married and have, you know. So, anywho, I know I've seen this online somewhere and I hate shouting it out, but I'm like, if circumstances were different, I'm like, I would love to see Chadwick Boseman in this part, and it's very sad to think about, but I'm like, let me throw that out, and I'm like, that would be, it's so much fun to imagine, and sad that we can't see those kind of roles from him.
That was from the Daniel Green video. I was the one that shared that with Elizabeth, because I like his book talks on YouTube.
I thought that was a great choice, so I don't shout out that one.
All right, do we have any more Aragorns?
Quincy?
Oh, yeah, your choices were great. I had thought, I don't know, you know, I don't know if you'd go with a little bit younger of a role, and I guess that was kind of that of a person this time, and I guess Oscar Isaac kind of fits in with that perspective. So that was kind of the direction that I was going. There's a drawing of the Fellowship that I really like that has Aragorn looking like kind of like Santiago Cabrera. So you convinced me with that one.
Yeah, that would be
he's so good.
Yeah, that is a good place for him. I knew I wanted him and I couldn't decide where. That's a solid choice. Next up on our list, we have Legolas. And this is the one I had to look up how to pronounce this actor's name, and I'm still going to get it wrong. But my choice was Sentil Ramamurthy, who is also from Heroes, like Santiago Cabrera. And he was recently in Supergirl. No, or The Flash. One of those two as the villain. And he just, he looks amazing, and he can kind of pull off the ethereal thing. It'd be funny. I haven't seen him do quite as much comedy, but honestly, I love how funny Legolas is in the books. And it'd be fun to incorporate a little bit of that.
So, my idea that Sonara agreed with, I think Tom Hiddleston.
you can't really like go wrong with Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah, I do like that.
My choice was a little bit... It'd be interesting to see how it would work. My choice was, hopefully I'm pronouncing his name right, Junis Sotomo. He plays Chewbacca. He's like almost 7 feet tall. So it would be interesting to see how that would work. But that was my choice. I thought that would be an interesting way to go.
And make it the elves more a little like different than our human characters. I chose John Cho just because I like him. He can be in everything, so I think.
Oh yeah, that would be good too.
I was forgetting.
I think he can do some comedy too, so that will work.
Yeah, no, I do love him. Okay, I felt. I'm like, Legolas needs to be like a musical theater person because he's singing all the time in the book. That's the one thing I missed in the movie that he does not sing a note. So. I chose an actor who played Aladdin, and he had fabulous hair, and I loved him, and his name is Adam Jacobs, and you should go look him up, because he's great. And I just want a musical theater actor to come out there and start singing all of Legolas' songs. So it doesn't have to be him, but it could be somebody else from musical theater show.
That is a great take, I like that.
I'm, like, behind that one.
I'm throwing one out there because, you know, Orlando Bloom, he brought in the ladies that loved Orlando Bloom. So I'm trying to think of actor heartthrobs, and I'm going to go with Charlie Hunnam.
Yeah,
he appears on my list.
He needs to unbulk too.
No, Micaiah. Bulky Legolas is the one.
You're taking the Hobbit's twice a guard with the shit.
Yes, that's what I was saying. I was gonna say Legolas is a little more bulky in my version.
I like that. Yes. I like the bulky Legolas. Can we have a bulky Legolas who can sing? Can we have all of the above?
He needs to say but I'm also like Orlando Bloom was also kind of the unknown. I mean, a lot of them are unknown, but he was definitely more of the unknown, like, so that's why I was also like, grab a nice musical theater actor who's like rare to go to be in the movies.
Okay, I'll also say real quick, I just, side note, Legolas sings so much in the book, Orlando Bloom sings none. Like, he just talks through this one poem they have in the extended version. It makes me suspicious of his lack of singing ability.
All right.
But you can put,
Anywho, Legolas's companion. We love Gimli, so Gimli. Sorry. This is, I read it before I realized how to pronounce things. Okay, guys. My choice was Winston Duke. I love him. He's a great actor. He's also a great comedic actor. He's in Black Panther. He's in Us. And I thought he was amazing in both. He's great in everything that he's in. He's also, like, definitely can pull off all the action scenes. He's of the school of thought where he's a very tall dude and they could just make him look like a dwarf, I feel like. So that was my choice, and I feel like he'd be great.
I now really want to see him do Gimli's lines.
I don't think I'll get
better. He can bulk up as much as he wanted, honestly.
Yeah, I don't think I could get better than that. I was just going to go Jason Momoa to go with the whole John Rhys-Davies, bigger than the rest of the cast.
I didn't put a lot of effort into mine. Mine was just, I had him on my list to cast, and then I was like, eh, he could do it, and I just picked Tom Hardy because I know Tom Hardy can do any role.
I didn't have anybody really good. I went tall too. I went with John Goodman, but I'm not that excited about that choice. If he hadn't already passed away, I think Peter Ustinov would have been an interesting gimmick back in the day.
Yeah,
he would have been.
I thought about someone in The Hobbit. Wasn't really anyone specific, but I feel like a lot of the dwarves could pull it off.
Well, yeah.
Oh yeah, we can just borrow one of the dwarves and have them play Backstore. And then to finish out the fellowship, we need a Boromir.
This is where I had Jeremy Irons in, as I think you knew.
Okay.
This is where I had Charlie Hunnam.
This is where I had Pedro Pascal.
Oh, yeah!
Okay. That would be... I'm going to defend mine a little more. I had Sam Claflin, who we might know from The Hunger Games, Snow White and the Huntsman, and some others. And I was really, really looking at casting a Boromir and a Faramir who would work well together and would look like siblings. So that's my also a contributing factor. And I just, he would make you feel for Boromir the way, like that's a lot true. Of the same way that Sean Bean does.
But I think my pick, you would totally feel for Boromir.
Oh, I would cry. I did cry.
we're all saying that we love the original cast, but yeah.
Also, like Charlie Hunnam, you should watch it. King Arthur, Legend of the Sword, maybe not the best movie in the world. He's great in that one. It's a fantasy. He plays Arthur, and he's also hilarious. And I feel like he could also do the thing where you make Boromir likable.
Any more Boromirs? Quincy, anything there? Any ideas?
For Boromir, I just don't know who can get better than a Sean Bean. But I was gonna say for Gimli. I watched Chernobyl, the documentary on HBO Max, and there is a guy who plays the lead of a mining crew that they use, and that guy is just like the best, like deadpan humor, hardworking persona I've ever seen. And so I vote Alex Ferns for Gimli because I know he could just bring a lot of humor and hard work to that role.
Yes, your description, it sold me. So, yeah, can we move our list around and put Gollum on next?
Yeah,
since he's kind of more, even though he's at the bottom of the list. Anyway, I just put him down because I think he'd be interesting. I put down Matt Smith. It's Gollum.
Oh yeah,
that's great.
I had him as Pippin for a while. Then I'm like, no, wait, put him down in Gollum.
Also, he's so tall, man. I don't really work at the Hobbit.
I'd be fine.
Okay, I had Taika Waititi because I feel like he's hilarious. It's a New Zealand flavor. He also
does have the CGI experience.
That would definitely be a different choice. Andy Serkis.
I feel like
it'd be interesting.
No, I think he would be great. He does like very weird characters too, and he also can do dubs. Yeah, I don't know. I think it'd be super fun.
I just did by voice. I figured this would be a voiceover and.
That's what they said about Andy Serkis.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, hey, they can look like anything if it's an Andy Serkis situation. There's an actor on the My Hero Academia anime dub that I really think has a Gollum voice. So that would be the guy who plays Shigaraki, the villain on that, and his name is
Eric Hale.
Is this voice actor's name?
This is really funny because as I was looking for a Gollum, I was like, this is a good chance to look at the voice actors that I love. And I've been learning a lot more voice actors from watching a lot of anime. And so my top choice for Gollum was Troy Baker, who's in Full Metal Alchemist.
Like everything.
He's in basically everything. But I really fell in love with him in, a lot of people will know him from The Last of Us, those two video games. And he's in the Avengers video game as a possibly even better Bruce Banner than Mark Ruffalo. He's just so good. And so being a voice actor like that, I also know that he would be able to pull off the Gollum voice and I think has done CGI work as well. So two at the same time, do we have any Saruman and Sarong?
I do. I had a Saruman. As Saruman, I actually put Peter Capaldi because I really want to see him do a villain. And I feel like he could pull off doing Saruman. Plus, also, I want to see what he looked like with a long beard and hair.
Did you see that Peter Capaldi's in the new Suicide Squad? Which I'm not sure. I'm not sure that I'll watch, but I saw him in the trailer, and I was like, "That he looks like he's going to be great in that."
That's not a good actor.
Oh yeah, I like it.
I didn't have anybody I really liked for Saruman. I put down Patrick Stewart, but I'm
I did have someone for Sauron, like the mouth of Sauron, at least for his voice, and that's the YouTuber I was talking about. Because the person I thought was a YouTuber by the name of Corpse Husband.
Oh heck yeah, Corpse!
Who has such a deep voice, and I just want to hear him talk, like especially with an accent, just talk and. Just had that really intimidating factor to him.
You bring our friend of the podcast, Kenny, on to be Saruman.
Yes!
Exactly. Kenny for Saruman.
Yeah.
I have, Micaiah, put Corpse in the tags. That'll get people to come listen to the podcast.
Corpse.
I had Idris Elba for Saruman because I feel like he can also do villains. He has an impressive voice. And, like, his look in Thor and the Thor movies, he kind of worked for Saruman, I feel like. He has a great screen presence, and I want to see him in politics.
That was actually my choice, was Idris Elba as well. You thought of it. And I was going to say, too, that I highly considered Morgan Freeman for Gandalf, which I realize doesn't have an English accent, but he does give off that ability to be serious and also have a wink behind it really, really well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we have not bothered to stick with, Nadia especially has not bothered to stick with British actors.
They can all do accents, it's fine.
let's move on to one of the ladies. Let's do Galadriel. Anybody able to come up with one there?
Well, I always love Emma Thompson. I put her down. I thought she could be interesting.
That's true. She'd be fun.
Rosamund Pike.
My choice, because she needs to do the hat trick and be in every fandom ever, is Zoe Saldana.
I actually put her down as someone else, but for Galadriel, I put either Gal Gadot, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but her or Katie McGrath from Merlin, because I think either one of them could be very intimidating or very good actresses.
Yeah.
For Galadriel, I'm going to go with someone who went to my wife's high school, Halle Berry. I think she could do a pretty good job of that. She can do like the stately thing.
That one's my thought.
Also impressive. I kind of went for Lupita Nyong'o because I think she's extreme. Like, she definitely has a very great screen presence. It'd be fun to see her go a teensy bit villainous sometimes. And I feel like she would just be really fun in that role.
She's also super pretty.
She has an ageless look too, where I feel like she's going to look this.
Also Zoe Saldana. another double set next. Let's do Elrond and Arwen together, if you happen to have both. I only have Elrond. I chose Johan Griffith because I just want him to be in it, and I think he'd do a good job. You want to listen to him tell you to go on a quest?
I put down Hugh Laurie. I think he would be interesting, too.
Yeah, it's true.
He's got the kind of look of an Elrond, and a long.
I like Colin Morgan on Elrond, actually. I kind of like the...
Really making use of the fact that elves are ageless and you can cast whoever.
Since we're getting Arwen at the same time, I like Grace Fulton. She was in Shazam. Playing the oldest sister in the film. I think she could do Arwen. She's got a good look to her.
Okay, I had to. So, Matt Smith popped up as Elrond to me because I feel like he could also. Okay, Elrond the movie, great. He did not have, like, the happier vibe that you get sometimes from Elrond in the books and the fact that he might be, like, singing or whatever. And I felt like Matt Smith could pull that off. As Arwen, I went with a musical theater actors for elves because I really want that, and I picked Philippa Sue from I'm not sure I said her name right. Thank you, from Hamilton. But I think she would be great. She plays Eliza Hamilton, obviously, and she's amazing, so I think she would look
perfect. Yeah, that's a good choice.
A great actor.
Yeah. For Elrond, I actually picked Paul Bettany, the guy who played Vision.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like he has that look to him, and it would just be fun to see him play Elrond. And for Arwen, Yeah, exactly. But like for Arwen, I had actually Zoe Sal. I cannot pronounce
Zoe Saldana. We were just talking about
Zoe Saldana because she has that look and she's so pretty. And the second person I actually thought of was Naomi Scott. I was like, felt like she.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was Jasmine in that.
Yeah, she was Jasmine.
Aladdin.
Oh yeah.
Oh, and she can sing too. So
yes.
I get behind that. I do like mine, but that's also a good choice.
I think whatever we do, we have to keep the dynamic of the movie where Elrond is uglier than Sin and Arwen is really because that's just so true.
No, we're Nicolas Cage in his...
Yeah, there you go. That's the perfect spot for him.
No!
I want to see that. I just want to see that just because.
I will never forget my first reaction seeing him in the movie because he kind of appears out of this little white mist and I'm like, oh! That was that's, really not
that's not enough! That's
not Hugo Weaving, but that's the truth.
You're going
to
ask her!
Are we going more there or shall we move on to the next family?
I'm sure Hugo Weaving, we listen to our podcast. So.
Hi, Hugo Weaving. We love you.
I mean, he's great in the movie. I think it's a good
movie. Yeah, I love you.
Fantastic.
Fell out of the ugly tree and hit every stick on the way down.
Oh, boy. All apologies to Hugo Weaving.
I had some other thoughts on that, but okay.
Hugo Weaving stands a rage
podcast. I kept them in family sets again, so we could do a three-parter here.
Yeah.
We have Éomer, Éowyn, and Théoden.
Yay.
Go right ahead, somebody.
I'll go first. So for Théoden, I put John Hurt because he has such a really cool voice, and I would really love to see him like bring that depth to Théoden, like going from like being in control to like going out of it. I thought that'd be really cool. Yeah.
I have bad news for
you. So I broke the dead person rule.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
He did.
That's okay. What I think of.
Well, we brought up a couple other people.
Who I know, we already had a couple.
Him, he also would have been good as Gandalf, too.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, he would have been my top choice for Gandalf if he had been alive.
Yeah.
But the other choice for Éowyn, I don't know how to pronounce her name. She played Jo in Little Women.
That's exactly right.
One of my choices as well. It was two on the nose, so I have another choice too.
But yeah, that's who I had as Éowyn.
Yeah, she is so good. Yeah, she is so good. She has the right look and the right attitude, and I just love to see her. For Éomer, hear me out.
Éomer.
You haven't said it right, yes.
I've been up since 5 o'clock this morning, guys.
It's all good. It's all good.
For the meathead Rohirrim.
I went with Robert Pattinson.
Yes!
Because he needs to redeem himself and fly, because he is a really good actor.
I recommend the Daniel Green video again because he has a very good place for Robert Pattinson as well, and I love it.
Okay, yeah.
No.
Tenet is so
Éomer,
good.
Éomer needs to be a meathead.
He needs
to be like,
Charlie Hunnam. Yes, Charlie Hunnam was my choice for Éomer. Did we finally match?
That's fine.
I just made that up on the. I didn't have one for him.
Yeah, we'll count it anyway.
Wait. Can I give my Théoden then? Since my Théoden, here's an interesting one. I want Mark Hamill.
He's good at the king.
Yeah, you know.
Roles, yeah.
I think it would be interesting. I think he could branch out a bit.
Role, but
and if we went with a different perspective on things, I do think of Idris Elba's. We're canceling the apocalypse for a Théoden speech because Théoden gives like the best speeches and to rally up the troops. So he'd be pretty good in that role.
My family set there was Hugh Jackman as Théoden, which is another one that I think I borrowed from Daniel Green.
Yeah,
and then Saoirse Ronan as Éowyn. But my other choice for Éowyn is my only American choice is Carrie Russell, because my gosh, does she have the hair for it. And I just love her. She's in my favorite chick flick and a couple other really good movies.
Yeah.
And Charlie Hunnam as Éomer, please. That's like the fourth time he's come up, but please.
Okay, I picked some up.
Yeah, he can totally rip his shirt open and do stuff. That's
if Idris Elba was Théoden, then John Boyega could be Éomer.
Yes. Yeah, he'd be good.
Ooh, yes.
I like where I cast John Boyega.
Lupita Nyong'o can be Éowyn.
Rosé on Sit. I wanted her. I know she's probably too old right now, but I don't care because I love Romola Garai and I want her to play Éowyn, so that was my choice. Yeah, she's in Nicholas Bigby and a lot of other fun movies. And yes, I went obvious. I chose Chris Hemsworth as Amber because I'm like, why not?
He's bald.
And then I chose Liam Neeson as Theoden because I feel like he would do a good job in that. He can also give impressive speeches, and he has that, you know, he's old, but he can still whoop everyone like in Taken. So I think that's a good line to go for Theoden. Also, yeah, he can be very sweet, which I feel like you need.
Yeah, I only had A when I didn't get it. I like Anne Taylor Joy.
So moving on, to Gondor now, to Denethor and Faramir. I didn't have any good one for Faramir. I put down Tom Hiddleston because you can put him anywhere and he'd be good there. And then I put down Jeffrey Rush, who like played Barbossa and stuff, because I love him. He's a great actor. I want him in like everything. So those are he was for Denethor.
Okay, I was most excited about this family pairing. Can I go for it real quick?
Yes, go.
Yes, as Faramir, I have Sebastian Stan, and as Denethor, I have Mark Hamill.
That's Mark Hamill. Yeah, no, the Sebastian Stan would be good.
Yes.
They look like they're related.
Oh, man, Mark Hamill would kill
them. And Mark Hamill, as you see in Avatar and other places, can play the bad dad very well.
Oh, yes.
Also, he has nice depth.
Okay, didn't have Denethor, but going with someone who has chemistry with Boromir as his brother, I went with Oscar Isaac as Faramir. I've seen an interview with Pedro Pascal and Oscar Isaac, and I'm like,
yeah,
be brothers.
That would be so cute.
I have two for Denethor because I couldn't decide. I had Gerard Butler, but then I also thought of Bern Gorman, and I love him. So he's in Pacific Rim and Turn and a variety of other things. He's very, I don't know, he's got so much gravitas, but he could absolutely do crazy as well. And so to go with my Sam Claflin Boromir, I have Domhnall Gleeson as Faramir.
That's funny. They're trying to find a place for him, so yeah.
Yay!
Look, I just want Faramir to be written better. I trust any good actor to be able to do a good job.
But wait, you're not putting Brendan Gleeson in as Denethor as his father?
Oh, true! That's a good choice!
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, I didn't have anyone for Denethor, but for Faramir, I thought of Colm Turner, the guy who played Theseus in...
I nearly put him down. We could have matched.
Because he is such a good actor, and I feel like he could pull off Faramir really well.
We went with the gingers for Faramir.
Yes. Yes, we did.
Any thoughts, Quincy? Any Gondorian, Rohirrim?
You've done well. I mean, Mark Hamill is good at doing the insane thing, too, which is important if you're a Denethor. I would like to, I thought John Goodman is just an amazing actor. He could do Denethor.
Right? Oh, yeah, that would be great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We just have a Denethor off right now. We have
Yeah.
Who would have thought he would be?
I feel like he's also.
And John Noble did a great job, too. So.
Yeah.
I feel like. I wish we kind of got more of the stuff that he actually said in the book, but it's a little bit interesting.
I was going to say. It's unfortunate that his character is really kind of one-dimensional in the movies because it's a lot more. There's a lot more depth to him in the books, and even more depth when you read the appendix to it. But I understand why they didn't really have time to dive too much into his character. But there's a lot there.
Mm-hmm. For the main so-called cast here, we did have some Bilbos.
Yeah,
this is my repeat. Before The Hobbit ever came out, I desperately wanted Sylvester McCoy to be Bilbo. And then he was a fantastic Radagast, but he just was meant to be a hobbit, man.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
He's good.
All right, so my Bilbo, that's good. My Bilbo is a guy I try to cast in everything because I love him, is Paul Giamatti. I want him.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's got to play somewhere in there.
He could be a hobbit, for sure. Solid.
Another actor from Shazam and Marvel movies for me, Jimon Hansu. Sorry, I had to look up how to pronounce it exactly. I think he'd be good at it.
Oh yes, I do know who he is. Yeah, he's great.
Any more Bilbos or Anybody else?
Nope. Who wants to take it away with their miscellaneous characters first?
Well, let's talk about Tom Bombadil, can we?
Yeah, go ahead.
Just because I know it maybe seems like a low hanging fruit, but I went Jack Black. I love Jack Black. I want him to play Tom Bombadil.
There's no other choice. There's no other choice.
And that's what Liz says. No other choice. Liz's biggest thing to do.
Shout out the artist, like Steve Arola did this really nice drawing of Tom Bombadil Tom Bombadil, and it was great. So. That's kind of what gave me that idea.
Who plays Goldberry opposite time?
I went Gwyneth Paltrow because I think she'd be fun.
That would be fun.
My God.
They've acted together as random partners in a movie before, so I feel like it would be fun. And she could be like that sort of...
Someone else who has acted with Jack Black, we could throw in Karen Gillan.
That's true, too.
I can see that. Oh, are we still doing miscellaneous? Because to round out the Hobbits, I wanted Angel Colby from Merlin because I loved her so much and I want her to be Rosie.
Oh my gosh, she'd be so good.
Yeah.
So her and Yakuaga would just go off into the sunset together.
She would be cute. I went with Frida Benjamin because I like her as well. I thought she'd be cute as Rosie. I think yours might be better because I feel like she's more of a Hobbit type. Freema might be more of an elf.
Yeah, for Rosie, I actually put down Jenna Coleman from Doctor Who because she has a kind of like hobbity look. But my other second choice is Aaron Kellyman, who is currently in Falcon and Winter Soldier and was in Solo. And I just think she's really cool and she's young. I think she could
I actually didn't realize she was in Solo. I love her.
Yeah, she's really good. She's also super pretty. So I think she'd do a fun job as Rosie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had a miscellaneous character, but not sure they count because they were in The Hobbit.
Go for it.
It was Bjorn. And my cast was the guy who plays M'Baku in Black Panther.
Yes, he came up earlier.
Yes.
He came up for another role, too.
Yeah, he was so my good. Choice for Bjorn.
I think
I know we have two Glorfindels out here.
So funny, too.
I have him. And that's just because I needed Paul McGann to be an elf.
Oh, yes, I support.
That's true, yes.
Yeah.
I was going to say that The Lord of the Rings has a few characters that make me think of a Coen Brothers movie, and one of them is the Mouth of Sauron, because he just tries to be, like, so evil and stuff. But he also is just so stupid. Like, he's just, there's just like this constant humor underneath of it because he's like, oh, he was someone dear to you. Or maybe his, like, he just reveals the whole game to Gandalf that they have no clue why the hobbits were in there. And they also don't obviously have the hobbits. And Gandalf knows it all in like three sentences. Anyway, he's like terrified of Aragorn because Aragorn looks at him weird. So, anyway, I thought that I would take like a Coen Brothers actor like Steve Buscemi or John Turturro, and I would just have them play the Mouth of Sauron.
I thought you were going to say George Clooney there for a second.
Yeah.
Sonora also had a Glorfindel.
I do have a Glorfindel, and the guy I thought of was Colin Morgan from Merlin.
There we go. He's back.
Because he has that very elfish look, and I also really want him in the movie because he was very fun in the book, and I wanted him to be in the movie.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's definitely some actors that came up multiple times. I'm actually surprised that Pedro Pascal only came up once.
I thought about it as well. I have three more miscellaneous floating around.
But wait, I want to put down just Malthasar on two. I would put down Nicolas Cage there.
I get down.
No, ugly luck forever.
I do have one more miscellaneous, and that was Grima Wormtongue.
I have a Wormtongue too.
Oh, fun. So mine, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but Daniel, the guy who played Zemo, I don't know how to pronounce his last name because it's German, but I think he would do such an amazing job as Grima Wormtongue. Especially like after like watching like Falcon Winter Soldier and seeing him act, I think he could really pull it off.
My weird choice for Wormtongue was Simon Woods, who plays Mr. Bingley in Pride and Prejudice, but he plays the not love interest in Penelope and plays crazy absolutely fantastically. And so I just feel like he could probably hit that happy medium of court advisor, but also don't trust him. Because he's pretty, but kind of weird looking. So I feel like he could work it. Very important to me, I needed Baragon because I desperately needed him to have been in the movie. And so my choice for that was Ewan McGregor.
Yeah,
I wish I knew younger actors so I could cast a Virgil, but I'm sure there's a good one out there. And then for Prince Imrahil, I picked Cillian Murphy because he's weird looking, and you could believe that he's probably like part elf.
Yeah.
I think, okay, so Prince Imrahil, my dark horse pick. Okay, oh my gosh, now I have to find his name. I liked Pierre Pyong from Crazy Rich Asians was the bad cheating husband, but I saw him immediately and I was like, he needs to play an elf. Or I feel like he could be, I would go for Prince Imrahil because he definitely has that aloof attitude and he's very beautiful. All right.
But he can also be like,
but the minute he came out, he's like one of those people you see him on screen and like the angels start singing and you're like, I don't care that you're the bad guy.
It's like Nicolas Cage.
You're not bad.
Hey, I was going to say about Nicolas Cage.
Those ain't angels.
A good choice for the mouth of Sauron. A good choice for the mouth of Sauron because in that role he can chew on the scenery.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
I think that actually might be where he needs to go.
Yeah.
I had to get a dad joke in.
Anybody else have anybody to put in? Any Fatty Bulgers? Any Otho Sackville-Baggins? Or
I really should
thought more about like Lobelia Sackville-Baggins. Yeah. I feel like that's a fun one that
Where's The Rock gonna go? We haven't put The Rock anywhere yet. He's gotta be somewhere.
No, I considered him. I'm not gonna
lie. He can be True Beard.
He can be Amor.
He can be Amor. I'm down.
Okay. Why? I
said it right.
I admit that I went Chris Hemsworth for Amor, but I'm also like, that's not how I picture him in the book at all. I just remember him like when he comes in, I did not picture him as like the meathead. I know that's kind of how he is, and he's like, I didn't know what anyone was sad about, you know, whatever.
And he's ready. He's ready to just like chop off Grima's head in the hallway because he's looked at his sister wrong, which you respect.
My favorite thing with Amor is when he's in the middle of the battle and he's like, well, in the Pelennor Fields, and he sees that everything is going terrible. And he throws a sword in the air and is singing because, like, he's just excited to be there and killing everything. And, like, he's, like, the joy of battle is on
it's
him.
It's a very manly song. It's not like a... That's the song of Meathead Woodson.
That's like sea shanty kind of thing.
After sure, I'm gonna kill everyone.
It is, yeah, it's not a sea shanty thing. Yeah, I suppose he is a bit of, that probably is more of his personality than I think of, but I don't know.
You kind of had the same opinion, Nadia.
I mean, it's not like he doesn't have a soft side. Like, he loves Aragorn as a leader. He's like, oh man, that guy's great. And
I'm gonna be honest with it. Yeah, no, sorry. Mm-hmm.
I was gonna say, and he thinks that Arwen's beautiful. I mean, he's got a little bit of soft side, but I think he still comes off as kind of a meathead in those scenarios too.
I think when I read it in the book, I was picturing Mark Hamill in my head for some reason from Star Wars. So that
Luke Skywalker,
young Mark Hamill. I don't know why I thought of him as Hammer, but yes, continue.
The blonde thing,
yeah.
All right, well, so then those are all our choices for our Lord of the Rings casting. Be sure to tell us your choices. We would love to hear them. And our apologies again to Hugo Weaving. And I would apologize to Nicolas Cage, but no, I'm not. So I just apologize to Hugo Weaving.
Not social.
Come back and join us next time.
Thank you for listening to Seven Stars, Seven Siblings, and One White Tree, a Tolkien podcast by the Wheeler family. This episode was produced by Elizabeth and Micaiah and was edited by Micaiah. Our associate producers are Quincy and Nadia. Our music is from purpleplanet.com. That's purple-planet.com. If you liked our show, please tell your friends, rate, review, and come back next time. And thank you for your support. This has been an Unwashed Bear production.
He looks like a largemouth bass.
Yeah.
So I'm going to randomly show up at your house and be sleeping on your trampoline.
No, just show up at your house and just jump in unison while wearing like masks and capes.
If it were any other house, that'd be a good way to get shot.
Yeah, sorry. It's just like, oh, that's normal.
That's normal.
You know what I mean? Like, where's the mask? Where's the cape?
guys, you didn't tell me.
You didn't tell me.
Mikhail will fix it in editing.